Tennessee's debate over where transgender students should use the restroom made some state lawmakers think through the issue for the very first time. They said as much during committee hearings. The hot-button bill has been pulled for the year, but the issue didn't go away for thousands of schools across the state. WPLN's Lee Hale reports on the wide variation between how schools handle transgender students.
Tennessee's bill would have required students to go to the restroom of the gender on their birth certificate. And here's something that came up a lot at the hearings.
There's not a problem. The local schools are handling this at the local level with parents and teachers and counselors.
That's Rick Womack, a Republican state representative. And his "it ain't broke, don't fix it" approach got a lot of head nods around the room. In fact, it was one of the main reasons the bill was eventually dropped. The sponsor, Republican Susan Lynn, said there was no need to rush legislation because she believes schools are already doing the right thing and protecting children. But what does that look like exactly?
How are you? Good. You're smiling today.
This is Gregory Stewart. We met up in the hallways of Nashville School of the Arts. It's a public high school, and he's been the principal here for the past 4 years. He stops and says hello to one of his students.
That's one of our transgender students. It's interesting because I actually was an administrator at a middle school and had him at that time.
And now she uses a different restroom. So naturally, that's where the conversation goes next.
And then, of course, there's the female to the left and the male to the right.
And then, so if there was a transgender student, what options do they have?
Yeah, they simply, I mean, whatever identity that they themselves have chosen to identify with, they have the option of going to either gender restroom.
It's that simple. To Stewart, this is a non-issue.
Absolutely. That's the bottom line. I don't have time to worry about the bathroom. I just don't. No.
Now, Stewart is the first to admit that the environment here at an art school isn't quite typical. And for some students in a neighboring district, it's a different story.
Hello, everyone.
This is Henry Seaton. The nervous laughter is because there's not usually a microphone at this meeting.
My name is Henry. Any pronouns work. My high is that I don't work at Panera Bread anymore.
Yes!
He's sitting on the carpet in a circle of about 30 teenagers. They're talking about the highs and lows of their week. His low is that his family is giving him some flack for that job that he quit. The group is called Just Us. It's specifically for LGBT youth.
It's just like a safe space. I feel respected most of the time.
And he says it's a welcome relief compared to the anxiety he feels most days. Henry is a senior at Beach High School in Hendersonville. He came out as transgender the summer before his junior year and sent an email to his administrators letting them know. They called him in to talk about it, and it went well.
Yeah, initially we talked about some good stuff, and I thought that it was going to work out.
They decided to honor his request to stop using the girls' restroom, but they said it wasn't safe to use the boys'. So he was left with one option, the staff restroom in the main office, which seemed reasonable until he had to walk there.
My school is based over two buildings, so my first class is in one building, but the restroom I use is in the other building.
It takes a while. He passes three student restrooms on the way. And sometimes the staff restroom is locked, and he has to find an administrator with a key.
What would happen if you just started using the boys' restroom?
That's what I did. And someone found out, and then someone told the principal. So.
Which didn't really come as a surprise to him. Hendersonville is a fairly conservative place. Churches line the street near the school, and ever since Henry decided to transition to male, he's dealt with disapproval from some peers and their parents, even teachers. But he says he doesn't need their acceptance, he just wants to use the boys' restroom. The Beach High School principal didn't respond to a request for comment. This is tricky terrain for a lot of administrators still. Despite that, Henry has continued to talk with them, and he trusts that they really do want the situation to get better.
But they don't know how to do it. They need, like, a guiding hand, kind of.
And that's why Henry is somewhat grateful for the bathroom bill here in Tennessee. It's helped raise awareness. He's even testified at some of the legislative hearings. And he hopes now that the bill is off the table, the debate can turn into what he considers a more constructive conversation. A conversation about what's best for students like him. For National Public Radio, I'm Lee Hale.